self-respect, which I was just talking about under respect. A trip down memory lane reveals my levels of self-respect looks like a... Imagine a chart with dots with lines connecting those dots. What would that chart look like? One, mangled roller coaster ride with tons of twists, very few highs, and plenty of lows. Two, curvy road with regular drops into valleys, followed with equal rises into the hills, sometimes mountains. Three, a ship crossing the ocean, mostly flat with a few swells. Four, a slow, steady trek up Mount Everest, momentary falls, but steady onwards and upwards. I'm going to go with four, because it has been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely been a journey, and believe me, there have been momentary falls. Some have lasted longer than others. But overall, and I mean, maybe I'm able to say this because I am 48 years old and I've lived a very interesting life. I just find that the older I get, the more I just don't give a rat's ass about other people, and what mm-hmm. I think about myself is more important.
Perfect.
I really would love it if people could feel that way at a younger age.
Thus, the more we awaken to our fullest sense of worth at a younger age, we're going to have that slow, steady trek up the mountain.
Exactly. You can always do better. But I guess what I was trying to say is that it'd be nicer if people could bolster themselves earlier and not have to go through all... I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm a coach. I'd really like to help other people not have to go through all the crap I went through.
Exactly. Learn from your own lessons, yes.
Exactly, yeah. Learn from my lessons. Don't go through them.
Karma, as a coach, tell me what you think is behind each option. Let's start with the first one. Mangled roller coaster ride. What is the meta tone behind that?
I think that one is someone who has absolutely no sense of self and is probably bolstered around hither and thither by whoever happens to be in their presence at the given moment.
Would it be safe to say that someone who identifies as being a victim would probably choose that first answer?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're giving all their power to other people. When you don't hold on to your own power, of course, your self-respect is going to be all over the place.
Yep.
You'd probably be lucky if it looked like a mangled roller coaster and not just a cloud.
Right. Second one, what's the meta? What am I teasing out of the second option?
Okay, curvy road with regular drops into valleys followed with equal rises into... This is someone who's inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
Which means they have times where they feel good about themselves, and then something triggers them, and they wallow.
So with this one, which bleeds into the third one, but with this one, if you're inconsistent, you seek what? Consistency, right?
Right.
If consistency is ripped from you, what's going to happen to your sense of worth?
It plummets.
Exactly.
The plummets.
So part of the Pay Me What I'm Worth journey is helping you get into a space that no matter what happens, no matter how it happens, no matter who is part of what's happening, no matter when or why, who, what, how, when, where, or why, that actually forms the basis of my table of contents for Pay Me What I'm Worth.
Right.
Regardless of the circumstances, your self-respect is always going to grow.
Number three, a ship crossing the ocean is like, that's kind of a sad place to be. I mean, yeah. I guess it depends on where it's flat. If it's flatlining low, that's really sad. If it's flatlining high, I mean, I guess that's better than nothing. I've heard it said, if you ain't growing, you're dying.
So number three to me is, if I do something that helps you have more self-respect, but you're just not capable of it, you don't want it, you find it threatening, you think it's arrogance, or if your belief system teaches you that self-respect is wrong, it's a negative thing,
mm-hmm.
If I threaten that consistency, again, the second and third option have to do with consistency, if I threaten that consistency, again, I have a crack in your sense of worth.
Right. Exactly.
So you answered number four, slow and steady. Very good.